Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus has conquered the world. We have a Father, and He is the Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we give You the glory. We appreciate You. Thank You for ruling in the affairs of our lives. Thank You for taking charge of our lives. We give You the glory. We exalt You. We thank You for another opportunity given to us. It has not been by works of righteousness. It is not the works of our efforts, but Your grace has kept us. And we lay it to heart to say thank You, Jesus. Thank You for everything You have done. Thank You for what You are doing. Thank You for what You will do. And thank You for who You are. We give You the glory. We exalt and appreciate You. We celebrate Your holy name, because You are good. You are loving. You are a Father. And we say thank You, Jesus, for everything. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Tuesday, the 28th day in the month of July, 2026, and we are grateful. We are glad to God for sparing our lives here today. I want us to make these words of declaration. I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessings are my portion in Jesus' name. The peace that supersedes all human understanding is my portion in Jesus' name. I win from the place of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. The consciousness of the victory that is in the finished work of God alerts me for greatness, for testimonies, and for victory in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lifts me up today, and He makes me to stand on my feet for victory, for blessings, for help, for favor, for testimony, and for all that the mercy of the Lord carries in the name of Jesus Christ. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed. The sun will not smite me today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the blessedness in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord surrounds me with His favor. He shields me with His presence. The blood of Jesus speaks greater things for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened for victory in the name of Jesus Christ. The eyes of the Lord goes with me all throughout this journey in the name of Jesus Christ. And He helps me. He straightens every crooked ways in the name of Jesus Christ. He directs my feet in the name of Jesus Christ. He directs my path and lightens the journey of today and beyond for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessings are my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I become a wonder, because the Lord will use my life to do wonderful things in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the supernatural power of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor is my name. Blessing is my name. Victory is my name. Help is my name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that the peace of God carries speaks for me in Jesus' name. Everything that the mercy of God carries speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will testify of the goodness of the Lord today in the name of Jesus Christ, because the blood of Jesus speaks everything for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God becomes at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. All that concerns me and all that concerns my family is secured in the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. And the name of Jesus Christ creates victories for me and does every good thing that it needs to do. It rewrites everything that it needs to be rewritten concerning me. It rearranges everything that needs to be arranged in my life. And it speaks peace. It speaks goodness in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, surely the goodness and the mercy follows me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the green pastures that the Lord has opened for me. It is well with my spirit, it is well with my soul, and it is well with my body in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Welcome once again, brethren, and I'm using this medium to invite you to our program that is coming up on the 30th day of July, the last Thursday, and it's our hour of refreshing. The program will be coming up at our same venue at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside Open University, behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, along Songwele Road. We are inviting you. The theme of the program on Thursday is Hope, Purpose, and Future. So we are inviting every one of us to be a partaker of this program. Let us come together and dine at the feet of the Lord. Where two or three are gathered in his name, is there in our midst. We will be expecting every one of us, and the Lord will help us and strengthen us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, last week we were able to talk about Jesus as the light of the world that gives us peace for an expected end. Our anchor scripture is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. It says, "The thought I have towards you is a thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And last week we learned that our expected end can be powered only in the name of Jesus Christ. It can be powered by God's omnipotent activities in our lives. So the expected end is powered by a force, and that force is the force of Christ. That force is the power that is at work in us for victory, for testimonies, for pleasant surprises, for everything that the name of Jesus carries. The power of God is the light that shines and brightens us. The light of God is the light that daily opens the way for us to see. The light of God takes our hearts and our eyes away from darkness, away from ignorances. The light of God lightens our daily path. It lightens our thoughts. It lightens our activities. It lightens our motives. It lightens our thoughts to give us and take us through this process of becoming, because his purpose is the light to shine on us, to help us grow in alignment, to become better and better as the day goes by. Because the God that we serve is the God of process to take us through an expected end. Is the one that does the finished work. He finishes his work and starts from the beginning, make us go through the journey to become that he expects of us, to become that he has ordained us to be from the beginning. So that is what the light of God does to us, to lighten our path, to shine on our path, to give us that expected end. I want us to know that without Jesus, we can't journey right. Yes, it's possible to journey on your own, but any journey without Christ is not a journey filled with joy. Our journey is supposed to be powered by the light of God, and the light of God gives us joy, gives us peace, and gives us everything that the names carry. This expected end comes with a lot of benefits. Everything that the name of Jesus carries is all for our good, to see us through this journey of expected end. So anyone that journeys outside the light of God is journeying on his own, and the journey can be overwhelming and it becomes too weighty to bear. And that is why we are encouraged to allow the light of God in us. Today we're going to continue from where we stopped last week, where we learned that the light of God is all we need to power us. The light of God is our power line. So today we proceed from that topic, Jesus as our power line. Like we learned in Psalm 119, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet." That lamp is not for decoration. That lamp is not to show off. That lamp is not to stay there and just to occupy space. The essence of the light is to power us, to lighten our path. Anyone that moves or takes a journey without the lights will journey in frustration and stress, because the light is like a compass. You can never see a pilot flying without having a compass. So we should not be like a farmer that is going to the farm without the necessary tools that are needed. So the light of God is the necessary tools that we need in our daily life. No one can live without the light of God. No one can do well without the light of God. No one can journey far without the light of God. The light of God has all that it takes for us to become who we want to be, who God has called us to be. And we are encouraged and told us that we should walk into the light, because the light is only what we need to live life well. The light is our sustainer. The light is the air that we breathe. The light is our power line. The light powers us on a daily basis. The light gives us instructions, gives us direction, and makes us what we are expected to be. In John chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible says, "In him was life." That means anyone that wants to live this life, we have to live in him. For us to have the life that is expected of us, is for us to live in him. The verse says, "In him we live In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. This light is full of darkness. Like we saw in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. The Spirit of the Lord could not settle because the earth was filled with chaos. The earth was filled with darkness. Darkness comes as ignorance. Darkness comes as everything that is outside what the praise of God represents. And we need the light before the Spirit of God can settle us, before the Spirit of God can be at work in us for greatness, for potency, for what He has called us to be. So that is the light, the necessary tool we need for our life. The light was the life of men, and the life was the light of men. He said again, in Him was life. That means Jesus is the life. Without Jesus, we cannot live. It is not oxygen that has been sustaining us. So in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. So when we carry the light of God, that means we carry the life that is expected us to carry. And the verse now said, and this light that we carry, this light that is our life, shines in us, and darkness could not comprehend it. Darkness could not overcome it. The light of God is all we need to live our life right. Jesus is the light of God. He is the ultimate source of strength. He is the ultimate source of everything that we need to power us. And this energy carries peace. This energy carries joy. This energy overrules everything that is not of God. And that was why Jeremiah 29:11 first of all told us that the thought I have for you is peace. That means the thought I have towards you is light. And the light is to power us. The power, the light is to make us become who He has called us to be. Anyone that is not powered cannot journey far. So His light is the peace of men. His light is the peace that we need as human. And this light gives us expected end. So it means that if we want to journey, we can journey. But when we don't carry this peace of God, which is the light of men, we cannot journey far. We will get stranded. And His peace is freely given to every one of us as a light to power us daily. Either we know Christ or we don't know Christ. Christ came to die for every one of us. In as much as we are living, He came to die for every humanity, and He gives us every opportunity on a daily basis. When we see the dawning of a new day, is an opportunity to rewrite the story, to write it well, to get power to become who He has called us to be. This light became the light of men to silence every darkness, to dispel darkness. Light and darkness cannot stay together. Light and darkness cannot stay in a place. When light comes, darkness disappears. And anybody that allows himself not to be powered by this light, darkness overrules. Darkness sits and puts the life of that person in chaos. So when the light of God enters into our lives, it powers us and darkness disappears. The light is the ability He has given to us on this earth to be His representatives for a glorious and a future hope. He sends us to come and rule and dominate on this earth as light. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good work and glorify the Father in heaven. If every one of us can make that choice to allow our life to be powered by the light of Jesus, we will make a lot of difference in our daily activities, in our day-to-day activities. Many of us want to carry the light, but we are not ready to align with the light. And there is nobody that can carry the light without alignment. There is nobody that can carry light without obedience. It is not that we are perfect, but it makes us better by and by. It renews us daily. That is why we need the renewal of our strength. We need the renewal of our mind daily by the word of God, because our enemy, the devil, he is not sleeping, he is not resting, and he's on the move to bring people down. He wants to bring the careless people down. He is accusing us on a daily basis, but we are grateful to God because He has made his light available to us to conquer the devil at all times. The power of God is at work in us. It is only the power of God that can do the great things that we expect, great things that is beyond our mind, that we cannot comprehend. So the light of God is what we need. We cannot live life. We cannot live life well outside the light of God. The light of God is what gives us the power, the strength to give us victory at all times. The light is made available for us. It is a greater influence we need. Our knowledge, our availability, and our willingness is what determines how far we can go, how far we can enjoy the light. The light grows brighter and brighter that it becomes powered on a daily basis. So a little measure of light is not enough. It needs to be powered. It needs to be increasing through our obedience, to our alignment. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Peace is an experience that makes the difference in the life of every person that encounters it. Peace comes with light. Peace comes with light. Peace comes with joy in the Holy Ghost. Peace comes with rest. Peace comes with strength. Peace comes with grace. Peace comes with restoration. No one can get to that expected end without peace of mind. A life that is chaotic cannot move. A chaotic life is always stagnant. When we have this, when we are a partaker, when we have released our life to Jesus and we allow him to rule, then he opens us up to the expected end. He gives us clarity. And as he gives us clarity, we journey in the clarity. We journey in alignment. We journey in instruction. Because anyone that journeys without instruction, we go through the wrong path and the journey becomes lengthened. So I want us to know that the peace of God is the experience that makes that difference in the life of the person that encounters it. It expresses itself in different areas. And that is why in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, I'll be reading TPT version, that the disciples said a lot of things concerning the light. He said, we saw it with our very own eyes. We gazed upon him. We heard him speak and our hands actually touched him. The one who was from the beginning, the living expressions of God. So I want us to always to listen to this verse of the word. This verse 1, he said, they experienced him. They touched him. They felt him. They touched him. They can truly say who he is. They touched him. They saw him. They heard him. They said, because we have touched him, we have seen him, we have felt him, we have spoken to him. They now told us that he is the life giver and he was made visible and seen to them. So they are testifying about the truth of this eternal life giver. He lived face to face with the Father and has now dawned upon us. So we proclaim to you, this is the advice he has given to us, that we proclaim to you what we have seen, heard, and about this life giver, so that we share and enjoy this life together. He is the light of men, and we can do great and mighty things through him. If we don't have an experience of him, we cannot enjoy him. When Jesus is in the family, when Jesus is in our heart, we enjoy happiness. It doesn't mean that we will not face chaotic situations. It doesn't mean that we are exempted from challenges. We are all on earth. We will experience challenges. But God makes the difference. He gives us peace that makes no sense. He helps us to sail through so that we will not be burnt by the fire and so that we will not be drawn when the water comes and overflow. The presence of God, the light of Jesus makes the difference. He brings us out with amazing testimony because he is the amazing God. As we go today, the grace of the Lord goes with us. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The peace of the Lord rests and abides with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want to remind us of our heavenly home. Coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's prepare and walk towards it with his spirit by our side, with his light showing us the way. And I pray in the name of Jesus, we will always comply and align to every of his instructions for our lives in Jesus' name. It is well with our spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.